Describing Balak's Pachat Bla Yisrael. So the Torah said, Hine Kiso es Ein Ha'aretz. Ein Ha'aretz. Interesting. Ein Ha'aretz. What does that mean? We know that the walls have ears. We don't know that the ground has eyes. What's Ein Ha'aretz? So the Sfasemis, Nastof Rish Lamed Beis, says the Taitz, Hine Kiso es Ein Ha'aretz, that there's a way, there are different ways of looking at the world. There's a way of looking at the world through a lens of Artzius, of Ein Ha'aretz, of looking at it in Gashmius. A Gashmius, like a view of the world. And then there's a way of looking at it, like Klal Yisrael is meant to look at the world in terms of Ruchnius, in terms of everything is from the Rabbi Nishalem. Like everything is from the Rabbi Nishalem. What Moyav was afraid of, what they were afraid of was Hine Kiso es Ein Ha'aretz. Klal Yisrael is becoming too powerful. They're putting into society this look at the world that it's the Rabbi Nishalem and everything is the Rabbi Nishalem and it's not totally on the mensch. And it's not totally on the mensch. Hine Kiso es Ein Ha'aretz. It covered up, it obliterated this look at the world of Ein Ha'aretz, of Artsy is looking at the world in Gashmias Dika terms. And he describes what is this looking at the world in Gashmias Dika terms. Because you think that you see physical things going on in the world and you look for physical explanations. And back in China, this, whatever it is, all kinds of different things. Abel Be'emes Ein Arak Hester V'Achiza Seinayim Shalei Liris Ha'emes. But this Ein Ha'aretz, this kukuk, this look of Artzius is only an Achiza Seinayim. It's only an illusion. An illusion. It's an illusion which allows a person to delude himself into thinking that it's something real. But it's not real. And that's what was bothering them. They were living in that world of this Artzius, and Klal Yisrael was mechasa that by showing that the Shoyrish HaPnimi of everything is Mushrash and Ruchnius and Kedusha. And Avada, it doesn't mean here. It's not the mikra is not the Eitzim Midei Pshuta. That they went, that they were afraid that Klal Yisrael would make a milchama, right? That's also part of it. The pashat pshat and the pasuk. They're afraid that they're going to come and do a milchama. But what's their pachad of the milchama? Because they know deep down the pachad of the milchama is Klal Yisrael is coming with the koyach of the Rabbi Nishalayim. Klal Yisrael is coming with the koyach of the Rabbi Nishalayim. V'olam min ha'aretz, and we have no chance. Right, so you have to breach that chayma of ruchnius that Klal Yisrael has. And to that end, he brought Bilam. And it's there's a big difference between this look of Artzius and a look of ruchnius. And a look of Artzius, the ikar of the look of Artzius is uncertainty, because everything's a roll of the dice. This could happen today, and this could happen tomorrow. The things are disparate. One is not connected with the other. Right, different things could happen. Everything has its own explanation. It's not that there's a plan and it's the Eberish, they're running it, and everything is all part of one picture. So if that's true, you're just waiting for the next crisis. You're bouncing from crisis to crisis and problem to problem. So serenity and calm is something that doesn't exist in that world. Masha Einkein, the one who believes, the one who's going with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that everything is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing. So then there's a roiga, there's a calmness to the whole thing. Like, the Rabbi Nisha, we have a very good driver. The Rabbi Nisha Lelem is in the driver's seat. He knows what's good for us. He's cool like Taiva. Whatever's happening is the Taiva. Whether we realize it or not, we don't have to think about it. It's the Rabbi Nisha Lelem. They say a Maisa, the Briskerov was a very, when it came to mitzvahs and ishtadlu yais and Maisa and things he had to do, the Briskerov was a very nervous person. Shlomo was a very nervous person. During the Milchama in Europe, before he got here, he was in a place where they were bombing and whatever, it was in danger. And the people were shocked. They looked at the Biskarov, and the Biskarov was like Siha Roga, the most calm person in the world. Totally chilled for the whole thing. So they asked him, Biskarov, he's such a nervous person, the Teva Advarim, you're always nervous. Why are you so calm now? He says, I'm only nervous when there's something I have to do. When there's something I can do. When it's klar, that there's no hishtadlis that I have to make over here. It's just the Rabbeinu Shalom. Whereas the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom knows what he's doing. He doesn't need my nerves. My nerves doesn't contribute anything, and there's nothing to be nervous about. Whereas the din, a hilchus ishtadlus of something that I have to do, so then I have my nerve to make sure that I've done it properly, or in a mitzvah to do, I have to, I did it properly. Here, there's nothing for me to do. If there's nothing for me to do, what I have to worry about, it's nerve and shalom. Two totally different looks at the whole thing. It's the looking of Arzius, aside from the taivus and everything else in it, is an uncertainty. It's not even a life. And if I care, the one who goes with the Rabbi Nishal Olam and looks at it, mitzad the ayin of Torah, the look of through a lens of Torah, then it's siharoger, then it's the calmness. See, different looks at the world. It's very interesting. There's a Medrash Rabbah at the end of Parshas Chukas. It's on the pasuk Vayachnu Benachal Zored. So Nachal Zored was a very small thing. Shaloi hoya Nachal Ela Malod, but Zored Ela Malay Zares. The whole width of the Nachal was a Chatziyama. The Lo Yachlu LaOvrei Shloishim Ushmei Neshon. 38 years they couldn't cross that. Shenemar Ata Kumu Ivru Lachem Es Nachal Zored. Ata, now. Beforehand, you wouldn't have physically been able to do it. Half an amma, seemingly nothing, but you weren't able to do it. Right, and it says, "Va'yomim asher halachnu mikodesh Barnea ad asher avarnu es Nachal Zored." How much time? Shloishim ushmoyin neshana ad toim kol ador. Can't do it. The Eibishter prevented it from being done, right? Because the Eibishter wanted toim kol ador, that it should be the Dor HaMidbar Shaddai. He didn't. He weren't. Either gisa yamsuf the yam hagomel split that they went by Yabosha. You're looking through an Ein Ha'aretz, it's a weird thing. You physically were incapable of crossing Nachal Zored, but Kriyas Yamsuf split like nothing. That's only through Ein Ha'aretz, but if you look at it from Mitzad, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants the Dor HaMidbar to die. This is a Bisa Vela. What happens in the world? Nachal Zored becomes, all of a sudden, this half Amma wide Nachal becomes an impossibility. It becomes physically impossible to cross. Right? And Kriyas Yamsuf is Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a clear indication, a clear musig of what this idea of the clarity of the ayin of the Rebbeinu, the ayin of Ruach is. So there's two ways. Do you look at the world through a lens of Gashmius, of Arzius, or do you look at the world through a lens of Ruchnius, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Again, the one who sees the world in the eye of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything's clear, bivados, and he knows everything's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he lives peacefully and calmly. But the one who lives in Arzius, nothing's calm. It's always a problem, it's always a crisis, and it's always an uncertainty. And you see it, Pashat Minei Bey over here, it's very, very interesting. Zohar says that the two Isis Rishainas of Balok are Beis Lamed. The two ICS, this combination, the Shutvus of Balak and Bilam. The two ICS of Balak are Beis Lamed, the two ICS of Bilam are Beis Lamed. Bilbil. Everything's a Bilbil. It's confused. It's not clear. The unclarity of it. That's the Kayach of this Arzius. There's nothing clear. You don't know what's going to be. Is there this? What's coming tomorrow? Nobody knows. That's Bilbil. That's the Taish. The Yisayt of the Matara. What was the Matara of Balak and Bilak? Of Bilam and Balak. Sorry? What was the Matara of Bilam and Balak? The Matara was this. The Matara was Klal Yisrael is going with this ayin of Ruchnius where everything is clothed and it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do you do that? Make a crack in that armor of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that makes them invincible in a milchama. Make a crack in that. How do you make a crack? Make sfeikas. Make them fall from that level of Ruchnius into a matzah of uncertainty. Once they're in a matzah of uncertainty, then they're already susceptible, right? Then they're already weakened, then you can already be menatzeach. To be mevalbel, that's the Beis Lamed and the Beis Lamed. So that's from the first halves of the word. There's another Zayar. You take the last letters of it, take the, in Bilam is Ayin Mem, and Balak is Lamed Kuf, a.k.a. Amalek. The combination of Bilam and Balak is Amalek. Amalek is Begematria Sufik. Amalek is also the same thing. Amalek came to say there's no such thing as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything is a roll of the dice. Amalek could jump and attack Klal Yisrael after all the Nisim that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because everything's a roll of the dice. just because you had the Rabbeinu Shalom on your side, then it's all something works naturally. It's not mechayev or machriyev anything by then. It's also suffik. That's the same idea. It all comes from suffik. There's a mushal. In other words, what does it mean? The suffik, to be upset the serenity and the calm and the sense of security that you have from Itaychen Emun and the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Matar of Amalek, that's the combination of Bilam and Bolok, that's the Bilbil, that's the whole thing. It's interesting. Amalek is Nimshal to a Zvuv. Amalek is Nimshal to a fly. I don't know what constructive purpose a fly serves, right? But a fly definitely, if you'd ask me, at least, what's the primary attribute of a fly, the characteristic is a pain in the neck, right? It's to disturb, it's to upset you, upsets your calm. That's the mushal of Amalek to a Zvuv. The taitch of Amalek is that it's coming to upset your serenity, upset that calm and sense of security to make you sugar. That's basically what this whole thing is. What this whole thing is. Something else also that Bilam, in Likutei Torah from the Arizal, he brings Bilam had a tzad. Bilam, the Beis Laman of Bilam, is part of Hevel. He's from the tzad Tuma of Hevel. The Svarim say, where did the Tuma of Hevel come from? It came from the Zuam Asanochosh, the Zuam of the Nochosh that was in Chava. That was Hevel's Tuma. The same thing was, they were in Ruchnis with the Rebbe, they shall eat this and it becomes you, a person here to make decisions, right? A person who to make decisions. And the same thing, take it out of the realm of the Rebbe. Pasuk says, after Bilam had his encounter with his loyal donkey, right? So he says, the donkey says, "The ma'asisi lachi hikisani ze sholosh regolim." Rashi says, "Remez romaz loy atom avakish lakar umar." The donkey was meramis to Bilam. You're coming to destroy the umar hachogege sholosh regolim b'shama. What's the kesher to sholosh regolim? The Arizal says even more that Bilam was mevakish to be mevatel the shalosh regolim. What's the taitch of that? What's the significance of that you're being mevakish the shalosh regolim? So you can understand it. The Sfasema says ki kiddush azmanim shenimser lebnei Yisrael, which is the regolim who edus ki bnei Yisrael lemalam in azman. The zman of klal Yisrael is kaveya, right? V'chol right. An extra month in a year, so then that's it. The year is now 13 months, and then we got all halachic ramifications that from there of that. It's the year is now 13 months. The year is not. Klal Yisrael is above zman. Right, the nichush is what's a good zman for this. What's a good zman for this? The nichush of Bilam was when's a good time to attack Klal Yisrael. Right, the regolim connote that Klal Yisrael is again. Klal Yisrael isn't working in this mareches of Arzias. Klal Yisrael isn't working in this mareches of Teva. Klal Yisrael is above zman. Klal Yisrael is working through the Rebbeinu Shalom with the ayin through the lens of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's above zman. That was what Bilam had to attack. This idea that Klal Yisrael rises above Zman and works on a different plane and level of existence, that was what he was against. That's this whole idea. I saw another Hezber in this Shalosh Regolem thing. In Shalosh Regolem, an interesting thing happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Because I'll say, Oim dim tzufim u'mishtachim l'revachim. What does that mean? The Shalosh Regolim, Klal Yisrael transcended Bechlal, Gashmiyistical limitations. Right? It was a tight place where Yoimdim Tzufim, they were standing, there wasn't even room to, they were not squeezed like anything. Came time to be Mishtachma to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yoimdim Tzufim, Mishtachma and Mivachim. Not subject to limitations of Teva. The same idea. Klal Yisrael, the Ein, if you look at that, then the Tiviyistical world is a dangerous world. The Tiviyistical world is a world which makes one very apprehensive and concerned. But it's all like the Sfasama said, it's all an Achizah Sinai. It's all a Hester of what really is the Rebbeinu Shalom. One lives with that Hakara, looks at everything through the prism of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a different calm. It's a different idea. So this whole thing is about two different, very different ways of looking at the world. Now, another nekuda here, which can't tie into this, but it's a different nekuda. When Bilam went to go to with Balak, then it said, "Vayokom Bilam ba'boiker vayachboishes asoina." Yachboishes asoina. He saddled up his loyal donkey and went. And he went ba'boiker early in the morning, right away, bright and early. He went. It's Medrash Rabbah in two places: in Gracious Rabbah, Nun Heches, and in Bamidbar Rabbah, Chof Yud Beis. Says like this: Vayachboishes asoina. That's Bilam. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tovay Chavosha V'tamoid Al Chavosha. By Bilam it says Yokom Bilam V'yachbashes Asoinai. But Kvar Kodam Avrom Avinu Olav HaShalom V'yachbashes Chamoiroi L'Akedah. By the Akedah it says by Avrom Avinu V'yokom Avrom Baboike V'yachbashes Chamoiroi. So Chazal put the two together, that this one preceded that, right? So L'chayre the Taich would be, which is doesn't make sense, that there's something positive in that that Bilam did, right? And Chazal are telling us, don't elevate Bilam and put him on a pedestal because of that, because Avraham Avinu already did that far much before, right? Kfar Kodm. That's a Pella, very simply, because Bilam didn't do a good thing over here. Bilam was going to go against, to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. Bilam was going to go against the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Right? Bilam was going to go against the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's nothing good in that. So what did I have to say? Well, yeah, he did it first. So Tichtush Arim, and that's Pashat Pshat here, I think. Avada Bilam didn't do anything good. But had it not been that Avraham Avinu had, let's say that had never happened. What does it show? What does it mean when he goes and he gets up bright and early in the morning, you know, right away? It's still a little dark outside. He's coming right away, vayachveshes asoinai, and he goes. That means the importance, we'll touch it up tiefer in a minute, but at the very least, the importance of what he's doing is so great to him, right, that goes beyond any considerations of it's a ghastly hour to be up, and it's not the covetic for the grace of Bilam, the novi of the goyim Bilam, to go and be chayvish, to saddle up the asoinai by himself. It's pastish, right? But it's so, he's so into this thing, and it's so important to him to go, right? The importance, because of the importance of the thing, he demonstrates that importance, it manifests itself in his going, getting up bright and early, and being chayvish asoinai. Had it not been that Avraham Avinu had done that, that would have been Zokta Chidush Arim. That would have been a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Yibakuk, Yen a Goy, when he's going to be Mamre, to go against the Eibishter. Look at the Cheshek, look at the Ava that he feels for what he's doing, that he goes, he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he goes, and he's Yachmash Yisasayna, and he's going. And you for mitzvahs, in Klal Yisrael, you know? That's what the Medrash, that's what Bilam, that's what the Medrash is coming to tell you, Kvar Kodmoy. The one who brought this idea down in the world was not Bilam B'chol. It was there far before Bilam. It started with the Av of Klal Yisrael, with Avraham Avinu, Vayachbash, Vayokam Avraham Avinu, where we learn up Zvizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs from there, and he went Vayachbash Eschak. But Avraham Avinu went and did that already. Again, Mikayach what? The Cheshivas of being Mamala, the Tzifui of the Rabbi Nishalayim, who told him to go to the Akedah. Who told him to go to the Akedah? And the Kedush Arim adds, and not only did it precede it, it's also Choshever. It was much more difficult to do what Avraham Avinu was doing than Bilam, because Avraham Avinu, who was going to do the Rebbeinu, the Ratzon of the Eibishter, had to be Leichem against the Yetzer Hara too. There was the Yetzer Hara fighting against him in doing it, and still Avraham Avinu did it. And still Avraham Avinu did it. So you have this idea that this Vayachvish, and Sasoinai by Bilam or Chamoire, he somehow shows it's Mekalkelis Ava, Mekalkelis Asashura, that the idea, the importance of what I'm doing is such that, you know, any normal things, and if you stop and think, well, get up there early in the morning, why? I'm going to go get the Schwarze to saddle the thing. Why do I have to do it? That's what they're made for. Right? Get them to do it. Right?
Chom is avoda.
Get them to do it. Why do I have to do it? But no, because it's so important what I'm doing. I just want to touch that up a little bit deeper. It's a beautiful medrash so many years ago that Rabbeinu Bachaya in Kadakemach, if you know, goes up in the Seder of Aleph Bezan and Yonim. So in Ois Nun Nachmu, so there he discusses Mida Kineged Mida. And he says the following. He brings the following medrash. Unbelievable, beautiful medrash. Meroidach bal Adon Oved Lachamah. Meroidach bal Adon worshiped the sun. V'hoya lomud, this his Seder Hayoim, his schedule, lecho b'shei shos, he would eat at the sixth hour of the day, that's at noontime, v'yoshen loyad teisha shos, and he'd sleep till teisha shos, and he'd get up, have his beauty sleep. At the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech stopped the sun, it came and it went faster, whatever, the sun set, and I think the kivan shech v'chazer hagalgal chama b'mei chizkiyoi yoshen loy v'omad, he got up and he found that now it wasn't teisha shos, it was the morning. V'motzo shachris, so he didn't realize what happened. He figured that his soldiers didn't wake him up when he was supposed to get up. Bikesh laharig is kol cheloisa. He wanted to kill all of his soldiers. Then they told him amar lahem. He told them he nachtem oisi yoshen kol hayoyim v'kol halayla. You let me sleep all day and all night? And today someone would say, thank you for letting me sleep all day and all night, right? But he said, you let me sleep all day and all night? He wants to kill them? Amru loy, we didn't let you anything. Yoimu do other. The day went quickly. The day went on shalok yaderech hateva. And think you didn't sleep any longer in terms of time than you did. So you understand that that's an act of God. So he tells them, ve'eze eloi kahich zero. Which God, you know, there are many gods. Which God is the powerful God who was able to do that? Amr loy alei koshel Chizkiyo. The God of Chizkiyo HaMelech Tevish. Miyad, he was this ball. Vayishlach Sforim, he sent a nigeris, a letter, and a matona to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Yado dechsiv, that's what it says. Ube'esa hi sholach meroidech baladon v'chule. What did it say in the letter? Here's what's negayed us. Umaho yakosuv bohem. It said in this order. Shalom lechizkiyo. Shalom lelako rabba. Shalom to chizkiyo amel. Shalom to the great rabbi Yishalayim. Shalom liyushalayim. Kivan sheyotzu asfarim. So the messengers went to send it off. Nisyashev daito. He stopped and he thought. Omar. He said, I wasn't menaseach the letter properly. I said, Shalom lechizkiyo, Shalom lelekod lechizkiyo, Shalom lushalayim. I should have let off with Shalom lelekod lechizkiyo. Miyad, what did he do? Omad mikisay. He got up from his kisay habalchus. Uposa gimel psiyos. Took three steps. Not a big deal. Took three steps. Vehichzir asvarim. V'kosav acherim tachteim. Shalom leleko rabba shal chizkiyo. Shalom lechizkiyo. Shalom leyushalayim. Omar lo yakodesh baruch hu. There's supposed to be a midah kineged midah here. Omar lo yakodesh baruch hu. Ato omadeto mikisacho. You got up from your kisei. Upasata gimel psiyos lechvoidi. And you were paseya three steps lechvoidi. Chayecho. Sha'ani mamid mimcho shloisha melochim. Because you schar that, I will be mamid from you three melochim. She'sholtem misayfa oilem va'at sayfa. Three melochim who will be sholet melech on the entire world. And who are they? Elohein, Avil Meroidech, Nebuchadnezzar, and Belshazzar. Midah keneged midah. What's the big deal? He went three steps. For going three steps, he's zeicher to the ultimate malchus, a melech that's melech mikol oilam, and not just one, three, one for each step. What's the big deal? So the taich here, it's clear by me. This is the taich. It's very simple. Let's make it math a cheshbon. He was able, if he went three steps, that means to catch up with the shliach. He didn't have to go more than three steps, right? So what did the guy go? 5 feet, 6 feet? What did the guy go? He's a melech, right? He's sitting in his kisei hamalchus. What do you have to get up and walk for? Hey, dude, get back here! You can't, a guy's 6 feet away from you. You can't call the guy back. Why do you have to get up? Why does the melech have to become mikisei malchusai and to walk 3 steps to get the guy back? The guy went, if 3 steps suffice to get up to the guy, so the guy hadn't gone more than 3 steps worth. From 3 steps worth, that's less distance than from me to you, and you hear me now, so why couldn't he call? Melech's pastish for a melech to get up and run after it. The teretz is he was so nispoil from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he forgot he was a melech. His whole malchus was nisbatel. He was called kulei molei with his pilus for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The clarity of the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was such that his malchus meant nothing, zero. So every step that he took was a bittle, demonstrated a bittle in his mind of his malchus. That the Rabbi Nishalem says, Mita Keneged Mita. You are mevatel your malchus for the malchus of the Rabbi Nishalem. The Mita Keneged Mita, I'll give you the ultimate malchus. For each psia that you took, for each step that you took, which constituted a bittle of your malchus, I will give you the ultimate malchus. That's the Mita Keneged Mita. So what's the taich over here? It's a beautiful taich over here. What's going on in getting up? What brings one to do that? A melech to do that? One thing and one thing alone: the fact that he forgets that he's a melech. He's so in the spoil from the rabbi. He's so into what the rabbi, the covenant of the rabbi shalayim, that zayis melech in him. That's the oimek of Vayokom Avram Baboiker. Avraham Avinu got up for the Akedah. The Eibishter told him, "Hey, Avraham Avinu, you have Eliezer, right? Eliezer went with you, right? You have Eliezer, have an Avraham. You don't have a problem. Have him do it for you. You have to rush Allah Boker the first second, and then you take the second train. You know what's the big deal?" Terence says, "Avraham Avinu is so absorbed." And so, in that doing the Ratzon HaBayre, everything else is bottled, nothing else is bottled. So that's it. So of course you do it at the first moment. The Seder HaDvarim would have been, have your Eved, have your trusty Eved, be Chayvish Es HaBayre. He does himself. Just, Eivishter, gotta go, gotta go. Bilam, on the other hand, Letzad HaTumah was the same thing. Bilam is a mirror of Letzad HaTumah of Klal Yisrael Letzad HaKedusha. Right? Bilam Letzad HaTumah was the same thing. Bilam was so wrapped up in his anti-Rabbeinu Shel Olam kite, right? In his Ein Ha'aretz kite, in his Arzius. Bilam was so wrapped up in that Bilam also lost sight of everything. Gotta go. Vayachvashasasoyne. That's Bilam. That's these two. It's the two things we started with: the ayin of Arzius and the ayin of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's two different things. And had they just had that Bilam was mizbatel for that, that means Bilam became to go against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam so into it that any himself was mizbatel, any sense of order. If Klal Yisrael didn't have that on the Tzadak Kedusha, it would have been a kitcher. Right, that's the Medrash says. Avraham Avinu was kind of fakir, the real one, and the tough one was Avraham Avinu. Was Avraham Avinu. It all comes back to our look has to be the ayin of not Arzius. The world would have us look at the world through the ayin of Arzius, that everything that happens is either mikra or it's initiated and engineered by people. And this one did this to me, and this one did this, and this country went here, and this one did that. It's one thing. If you look at it from the ayin of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing everything. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing everything. If you have that emunah, there's a certain calm. If it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it, we have a very good driver. We don't have to. We can be calm that, and if you abide by what the driver tells you to do, right, you can be very calm. Very calm that everything. Everything is beseder. That's this limud over here. Those are these two worlds. That's the world of Klal Yisrael and the world of Ein Haaretz. again, every parsha that we learn is not just a history or just, you know, an interesting story. It's to have an effect, to have a limud on us, to better ourselves as people. The limud from this parsha, yeah, I mean, many limud from this parsha, if you go through all the brachas of what Bilam said, and learn them up, there's a tremendous amount. But from this nekuda, the limud is exactly what's Ein Ha'aretz. Ein Ha'aretz is an achizas einayim. It's just a bluff. It's just an apparition. What's the real, what's going on is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. From this chazik in emuna, that's where it starts, that's where it stops. To be mischazik in emuna, bitochen, everything falls into place. And everything is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You don't have to worry. And to get to a matzav where you're so davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and doing the Ratzon HaBorei, that there's no I, there's no anochi. Everything is this battle to do it. Vayokum Avraham Baboiker Vayachvish is Chavar. Shabbos.